Our gospel account today begins with the peculiar phrase, when the hour had come. What hour? A mere chronological hour? The hour for the time of the celebration of Passover, perhaps? The hour to begin the meal? It's this chronological notion of time. But the Jews had a different understanding of especially the Passover and the notion of time, namely that important events in history, such as the Passover, could be made present again each year on this celebration of the Passover. So the phrase, the hour, refers to much more than just chronological time. It is more like a moment that maybe existed once in history and is now present again, like the Passover. But we're also reminded of the biblical notion of Jesus often referring to his hour. Remember back to his very first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. His mother implores him, they have no wine, and he says, woman, my hour has not yet come. And now we fast forward into the Last Supper, and it says, now that the hour had come. This hour refers, of course, to the final moments of Jesus' life, but also his reign that will begin on the cross and extend throughout all time. This week, we celebrate these great events in the life of Jesus, a week that is so holy that we simply call it Holy Week. We need each year this chronological time to relive these events that took place 2,000 years ago. For they are the central events of our entire Christian life, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. If we could only have just that to meditate on for our whole life, we would have more than enough to inspire our life as Christians. But this week is more than simply a chronological thinking again about events that happened in the distant past. Like that Jewish understanding of time, these moments, these sacred moments, become present for us again. We need each year to go around again, to reread them, to relive them. It's almost like a spiral. Each year we keep going around and around this Paschal mystery, but each year hopefully going deeper, being touched in a new way. Something strikes us because of the situation of our life, the situation of the church. Each year, the same mystery is celebrated, but it's different. The hour is coming. We need this time this week. I pray that you will take an active part in the liturgies of this week. The sacred 3 days, or as they're called in Latin, Triduum. Days that are so holy, we simply call them the 3 days. You know, when we refer to sports, sometimes it's enough to say, are you going to watch the game today? And the game is apparently so big that everybody knows what you mean when you say the game. Well, these 3 days this week are so big that they're simply called the 3 days because everybody should know what you're talking about. We're talking here about the Triduum that begins on the evening of Holy Thursday with the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, continuing on Good Friday as we commemorate his passion, and then into Holy Saturday as the night of Easter begins, and we celebrate the great joy of the resurrection, finally concluding on evening of Easter Sunday. These holy 3 days celebrate the greatest moments in Christian history, the greatest moments in the history of the world. We need both the chronology, but also the moment. That's why this week, it's beautiful that we come on Thursday evening. An evening like when Jesus celebrated the first Last Supper, when the hour came, as it says in the scriptures. Jesus, it says, earnestly desires to celebrate this supper with us. But we know so quickly from the end of the supper that immediately it moves into the passion. Jesus goes into the garden, and I couldn't help but notice today also in our gospel, when Judas shows up in the garden, Jesus says, it's your hour now, the hour of darkness. Brothers and sisters, we need that too. We have to enter into not just the joy of the Eucharist in the upper room, but as the Eucharist is processed at the end of Holy Thursday Mass, we too need to go with Jesus to the garden to enter into that darkness. So much of these events take place in darkness. We need to enter there too on Good Friday to be with Jesus at the foot of the cross. I invite you to come and solemnly commemorate the Lord's Passion either at noon or in the evening. Traditionally, from noon to 3, the tre ore, the 3 hours, are kept when we commemorate the time of greatest darkness, when Jesus gives his life for us and even the sun is eclipsed in this hour of darkness. But we know that the hour of darkness does not have the final say, for there is another moment, another hour, that if we live well Holy Thursday and the Passion of Good Friday, if we can truly watch and wait at the Lord's tomb on Holy Saturday in anticipation, then there is a new hour that will dawn for us on the night of Holy Saturday. Notice that it is at night that we gather to celebrate. There's much emphasis in modern times on Easter Sunday morning. But in truth, Easter begins in the nighttime, in the midst of that darkness. Notice that on Easter Sunday morning, it says Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb while it is still dark. And what does she find? The stone is already rolled away. Jesus is not there. Jesus rises from the dead sometime during the night of Easter. And so, in the most important liturgy of the whole year, the church will solemnly gather on Holy Saturday night. And in the darkness of this church, we will strike the new fire of Easter, announcing the new hour of light, the resurrection of Jesus, a light that shines all the more brightly because of the darkness around us. What a great message for us in our Christian lives, as sometimes we find ourselves, perhaps right now, in the midst of seeming darkness. How much we need this vigil of Easter to be there in the presence of the new light of Easter and to allow that new moment, that new hour to dawn for us. I pray that this Holy Week might truly renew our church, renew our families, that we can once again walk around and around this mystery, the Passion, Death, Resurrection of Jesus. I pray that Jesus would give each of you a special gift, this sacred Triduum. Whatever it is that he knows that you need, maybe it's a greater love of the Eucharist. Maybe it's a more close association with his death. Maybe it's that beautiful gift of light in the darkness of the Easter Vigil. I pray that you might receive that gift, that you might know a new hour. The hour of darkness passes away, and it is once again the hour of the resurrection. As we celebrate these chronological days, may we get caught up in the beautiful moments which God will gift us this week.